Let's bring on our next guest today. We have with us Seth Ginsberg. He is the president of TGI HealthWorks, and this is a company that produces and executes branded, measurable grassroots education events for patients, caregivers, healthcare providers. We're going to be talking about something, Lee. I know that this is something that you feel very strong about.
Yes, it's dear to my heart.
Dear to your heart. You have a lot of experience in this topic.
Yes.
And this is medical marijuana. Seth, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to talk to you.
I got to light up my bong. Okay, good.
Now, Seth, you are going around promoting, actually your conferences promote the medicinal use of marijuana. What are the conditions that people need to utilize medical marijuana for?
Well, sure. First, I just want to thank you for having me on.
Really pleasure.
Appreciate calling in. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Just Dr. Fitness, because the fat guy really doesn't count. So.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Basically, TGI HealthWorks, a company that I co-founded actually out of a college dorm room bunk bed 11 years ago, is producing what's called Plant Medicine Expo, which is a patient and consumer expo as well as a healthcare provider conference in the fall in September in Denver, Colorado, where we'll be bringing together professionals, researchers, and other medical experts to talk about the use of medical marijuana and its application and ask questions that need to be answered and really begin to address many of the issues that surround the use of medical cannabis for a variety of ailments. And many anecdotally conditions include arthritis, injuries and other pain sources, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, insomnia, GI problems, stomach problems,
right,
as well as glaucoma, and many, many others that are anecdotally treated or as an adjunct with medical cannabis.
Now, you were diagnosed at an early age with spondyloarthropathy, and is that an autoimmune disorder as well? Is that classified as a it's kind of in the classification of psoriatic arthritis. It's a degenerative form of arthritis, but is it inflammatory arthritis as well?
Good question. It's inflammatory, but I personally am HLA 27 negative, which means luckily it is not autoimmune or is not systemic.
I gotcha. Okay. Now, so you had to deal with a lot of pain, and typically this is the type of condition where when you get this, it mimics many different things. It could mimic gout. So you were treated for a while until they actually came up with the correct diagnosis. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you know, I'm very fortunate. I've had access to really great care and good doctors here in New York where they've been very aggressive and have treated me. And since the age of 13, I'd like to consider I live very successfully or I live okay living with this condition by a combination of the right prescription drugs, a good exercise, workout schedule, the right, you know, diet, not eating stupidly,
right,
and keeping a very positive mental outlook, and working closely with my doctor and talking with him regularly and staying positive.
So, are you allowed to eat marijuana brownies in this diet of yours?
Absolutely, that's got to be part of it.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I live in a state that does not allow the use of medical cannabis in New York. However, you know, a lot of what Plant Medicine Expo and Healthcare Provider Conference aims to do is really begin to move the needle a little bit. We really want to compress time.
Should you use terms like moving the needle?
Yeah, well, good point. But really, our job is to compress time, you know. We as a country don't need to take the next decade working out the benefits and risks of medical marijuana. I mean, we owe it to ourselves to be more efficient and more goal-oriented than that, and anything we can do to shorten that time period, whether it's physician education or helping business people learn how to service this market or the suppliers and the growers and the vendors, and most importantly, of course, helping the patient, whether it's our sister or our mother with cancer or our grandmother with glaucoma, get access to the best care possible. That's our goal. That's what we're aiming to do with this conference in Denver on the 25th at the Sheraton.
Now, Seth, now, in terms, what states currently is marijuana allowed for medicinal use?
So, interestingly enough, there are 14 states. I could run them down for you.
That's a lot. I didn't realize it was that many. I thought it was only a couple, but wow, that's...
Yeah, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Montana, Michigan, Maine, Hawaii, Alaska, California, of course, Colorado.
Wait, hold
Nevada.
On. The fat guy
I'm
is
writing these
he's,
down.
He's talking to his realtor all of a sudden.
I'm Google mapping them.
Yeah, I think we're moving the show over to the West Coast now.
Or Hawaii.
Or states,
or Hawaii, or yeah.
States with an M. There's a lot of states with M's.
New Mexico, and then lastly New Jersey being the last to sign on. And they all vary in degrees to the amount, you know, the legality and the actual regulations that are enacted to restrict the use. But generally speaking, those are the 14 states with many others with pending legislation. So clearly the political landscape is evolving, and it's shifting to enable this. And so ultimately, it's our job to help the medical community, the doctors, the healthcare providers, and most importantly, the patients, understand what this is all about. We'll give you a really good analogy. Consider this. 15, 20 years ago, when you asked your doctor about supplements, even vitamins, you'd sometimes or almost always get a funny look from him or her.
Right.
And a lot of that...
And now they're trying to sell it. Now they're all selling it in their office.
Precisely. And I think a lot of what we need to do at Plant Medicine Expo is understand exactly what's at stake here and exactly the questions that need to be answered and the ways in which we can dose this and the ways we can meter it and measure it and understand how it's used effectively so that it can treat these important conditions. You know, we wouldn't want to deny someone with cancer or some of these other really painful conditions the right to be pain-free or comfortable.
Now, the expo that's in Colorado, in Denver, is it for doctors and patients, or is it specifically just for the doctors?
No, it's actually for the healthcare providers, doctors as well as nurses and other experts like nutritionists, even chiropractors, as well as patients and their families and caregivers. And then lastly, we have seminar tracks specifically for industry professionals, people that want to get involved either in the growing or the dispensing or the regulation of this in their local community. Because we really want to service all aspects of the medical marijuana community because it's so important to the success of treating these patients if everyone is more informed and can work more closely together.
Seth, how do you keep out the riffraff from getting involved in the on this side of it, on the medical
side?
You
mean the heavy users?
Well, no, just the, you know, because when you kind
the
of
enthusiast.
Open up, you open up Pandora's
right.
box when you start getting into
sure.
this, and you know, I'm sure it's strongly regulated by the DEA and you know,
absolutely. Well, that's easy. With a dress code. Just kidding.
That's all. No sandals. It's sandals.
And you can't have long. If a person shows up with long hair,
they're out.
They're out.
And Visine.
Yeah, no.
They have Visine.
That's hardly the case. You know, we obviously, you know, we welcome anybody who wants to have a legitimate or better understanding of the medical application. We are inviting those living with these chronic conditions to come learn from the experts, the physicians, and the researchers. And we really are gearing this toward, you know, this is an upscale conference. It's a professional conference, and, you know, there will be no performances by, you know, any of these.
The Grateful Dead impersonators and Fish won't be there.
Right. Yeah, Cheech and Chong will not be.
They're not opening.
But, you know, we're expecting 10,000 people to show up, and there are a lot of people living with
big.
These painful chronic conditions or these issues that want to learn more. And until today, until the Plant Medicine Expo, haven't had the chance to participate in this conversation because they don't want to be associated with the riffraff. And so we really are actually catering to everyone else, and we see that as a much greater opportunity where we can do a lot of good.
Well, Seth, the fat guy is pushing for legislation for the, obesity to be included in one of the conditions.
No, or,
right?
If you need to gain weight, this is another use.
Another use for gaining weight and losing weight both. And is there a website, Seth, that people can go to find out more about it and to, you know, for doctors that are listening to the show? That
most definitely. It's plantmedicineexpo.com. And it's plantmedicineexpo.com. And the dates, again, are September 25th and 26th in Denver at the Sheraton downtown in Denver. Definitely worth the trip, obviously, if you live around the country and you take an interest in this, if you want to learn more and bring it back to your community, your friends, or your healthcare professionals. it's the future, and we're really excited. And you know, you joke about obesity as an ailment that this would treat, but you know, there are many, many GI related issues that this has anecdotally been able to treat, and we'll have experts on hand talking about that as well. So,
and there'll be lots of free samples, right?
No, there's very strict, you know, no medicating on site. The conference will definitely fall within the parameters of Colorado state law. So smoking will not be permitted, but
you're not going to make one of those glass booths like at the airports. I think that would be pretty popular.
You know, and really what we're doing is, you know, we're having a laugh at the expense of, you know, what I think is a serious subject with some very fun, you know, side effects,
right,
shall we say.
Right.
Which we don't mean to downplay, but we really do want to stress, you know, all of the information we need to discuss, all of the understanding we need to have for this to more effectively help a lot of people who need it.
Seth, what would be your perfect scenario for this? Like, how would you see marijuana be distributed?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, in an ideal world, and we're moving hopefully in that direction, you know, we reschedule, first of all, the federal government reschedules cannabis as a Schedule II narcotic, not a Schedule I. Right now it's classified in the same vein as, you know, methamphetamine or heroin, versus Schedule II, which is a controlled substance by the DEA where they understand who's getting it and who's dispensing it, similar to a painkiller or, you know, an OxyContin. And we understand it better, and that permits us to do more research as to the best form of delivery, the best measurement metrics, as well as all of the applicable side effects that might occur. And ultimately, we proliferate it, and society accepts it as another means by which we treat a lot of ailments that we've since discovered. And not necessarily treat it head-on, but as an adjunct treatment, for example. It'll never replace chemotherapy. It won't make cancer go away. But it might make you more comfortable during chemotherapy.
But it would just be like Vicodin. Like, it's a prescription, and you get it like you would any other pharmaceutical.
I mean, that's the first step. There are a lot of people that would advocate for it to be, you know, a Schedule III or, you know, an alcohol or a tobacco substance, or categorized in that sense. And you know, I should stress, and I want to make this very clear. We are not at Plant Medicine Expo taking a position politically or advocating one way or another. Instead, we are most importantly providing the venue and the conversation with the world's leading experts who know more about this than anyone else, and providing the public and providing the medical community a chance to come and learn from these experts in the most credible, authentic, and highest integrity environment, in a carpeted expo floor with, you know, linen tablecloths and the actual, you know, the learning environment conducive to moving this forward and understanding it better.
Well, Seth, we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing the information, and it's an important topic, and it's a worthwhile cause, and
I'll be looking for that care package of brownies from you shortly.
Yeah,
and we invite you guys out. You know, please, if you can make it, we'd love to have you, and it would be great to see you there. And you know, again, we won't have samples, but
We won't be there.
Denver, Colorado is one of the epicenters of this conversation right now, and it's just why we plan the first of many Plant Medicine Expo events there.
Well, maybe we can catch up with you at another one, but we would love to stay in contact with you. And again, the website for this is the Plant Expo.
It's plantmedicineexpo.com.
Plantmedicineexpo.com.
And I'll definitely, we'll stay in touch. I'll let you know how it goes. We're really excited for this one, and thanks for the support and all of the well wishes.
My pleasure. Thank you, Seth, for coming on the
Take
show.
Take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Seth Ginsberg with plantmedicineexpo.com, and check them out online. Also, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our blog. Check out our radio show. Great past interviews. We recently had on Bob Harper. What a great dude. Great information, don't you think, Lee?
Yeah, great guy.
Rocco DiSpirito was real good. Devin Alexander.
Yeah.
We've had on a bunch of people. Jillian Michaels has been
on
the show.
Bethany Frankel.
I wasn't too crazy about Bethany Frankel.
You got to be kidding me.
No, she doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it was a good interview, but she didn't, you know. I don't know. What do you think?
I liked her.
You liked her?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, check out our book, Dr. Fitness and the Fat
Guys. I want to get Bert the Conqueror on.
I try to get him on. I love that guy. I think he's funny as hell.
I know. He's great.
Why can't we get him on?
I tried. I gotta get that guy on the show. Bert the Conqueror, if you're listening, call us up. We want to get you on the show. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, coming out by Turner Publishing. And that's exciting. We'll be in a town near you throughout the year. We're going to be in, I know right now, so far, we're going to be in Chattanooga in October, probably in Nashville in January, and a couple other places.
In your house.
And maybe even Omaha, Nebraska again. That was fun. That was a good place. We had a good time there.